Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It is great to have them on board. It's the weekend, so think of Brewers Outlet. Also, our phone line powered by Lenape Solar. Visit them online at lenapesolar.com. And that number, by the way, is 1-800-795-9565. And we're in the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right, where have we been so far? The opening hour of the show, Dick Girardi was on from the Belmont Stakes, talking about Union Rags and about Delahan being really the two horses to beat now that I'll Have Another is out. We had Dick on the show at 3:35. I've also talked about the fillies again, whether or not they'll be buyers or sellers at this stage. Do you think your team should be buyers or sellers? Kevin is of the opinion that the Phillies should not have traded away prospects for some of the players that they have now, and that it has depleted the organization to the point where they can't make at least moves and bring players up that he thinks could help. I'm of the opinion of no, that getting Hunter Pence, Roy Halladay, Roy Oswalt, Cliff Lee, Oswalt didn't work out great, but it's worth the shot to do it because you don't get many shots to win. All this talk over the years of legacy this and legacy that and winning multiple championships, you can't do it without horses. It's hard to win. And we also talked about the fact that several fans have now pointed out to Kevin that he should not be going to Pocono and is not welcome there.
No, that's an exaggeration.
And I've also asked the question, and when you go to a game, do you wear your team's colors, your team's jerseys? And we've had calls about that. So that's where we've been. And we continue to push forward at 1-800-795-9565. Jordan Steranko, drafted out of Penn State by the Pirates, will join us on Monday. And Bill O'Brien, the Nittany Lion football coach, I'll have a sit-down with him Monday as well.
One of our new friends on Facebook, Joe, made a post. It said, the Phillies, although he's a fan, are sellers. By the way, he spelled it C-E-L-L-A-R-S. I'm sure that's on purpose. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, it is.
He said, how much farther in the cellar can they get?
All right. Well, there's six out right now, and I'm telling you, they are not six out if they don't have Hunter Pence. Simple as that.
I can't really argue with you much there. I mean, the argument that I made was, you know, because it didn't get you all the way, was it still worth making the trade? That's the question that I posed.
Yes.
And by the way, if you'd like to join us on Facebook, you can do that too. It's just do a search when you log on to your Facebook page, Steve Jones Show. Email is stevejones@wkok.com and Twitter @SteveJonesPSU.
Based on what you know now, Philly fans, would you rather have your prospects back? 1-800-795-9565.
If you had the crystal ball and you knew what was going to happen, would you have...
Exactly. Yeah. Would you rather have your prospects back? Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Crystal ball. I have now told you back in 2009 that Papelbon's a free agent, so he doesn't count. You'll do so, and Roy Oswalt. And you'll do, I've given you the crystal ball. It shows that with those deals, you have lost in the World Series, you've lost in the LCS, and you've lost in the LDS, and now you're in last place six games out in 2012. Do you still make those trades, knowing the results? Or would you rather have the prospects? Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Should the Phillies be buyers or sellers? And if I'd given you the crystal ball in 2009 that you would make these deals and this and you would end up with these results, would you still make the deals or keep the prospects? Our number is 1-800-795-9565. I'm now making you think. I can tell. I can see the steam coming through the board.
Well, I am. I'm going back a little bit. I mean, and the other thing that I looked at, too, is especially with the getting the Cardinals, you got one of the hottest teams in baseball right out of the gate in the playoffs. So that might be a little bit more bad luck than anything else in that example.
Okay. No, but I'm just saying, it's 2009. You know in your crystal ball these are the results you get. Keep the prospects or make the trades. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. We go to Milton next. Hi, John. Thank you for joining us on the Steve Jones Show.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Now, before I say anything, I want to state for the record unequivocally that I am a New York Mets fan, and that if the season ended today, I'd be thrilled. I don't need the Mets to get into the playoffs as long as the Phillies finish below them. Okay.
I knew that last sentence was coming in there, as long as the Phillies, and I knew that was coming.
I that's how. Now, speaking as a baseball fan, and knowing a lot of Philly fans and a lot of them are in distress right now, I just don't think it's time to push the eject button yet. They are 6 games back without 2 of their more high-profile offensive players. They're still getting good pitching performances from what they have. The bullpen's a nightmare. I'll give you that. And to make moves to the bullpen, nobody's giving up bullpen help. I mean, it's become pretty much the fourth of activity, as far as I'm concerned, when you talk about teams getting into the postseason and being successful. But as a baseball fan, strictly as a baseball fan, because like I said, I can't stand it. I think everybody is just pushing the eject button on this team a little too. They're not 16 games back. They're 6 games back in the second week of June. I think when you get to the All-Star break, if things are maybe a little bit more concrete with Utley and Howard, well, then maybe you got to start making some decisions then. But the Washington Nationals are playing well. I don't see them withholding throughout 162 games. The Braves are streaky at best. The Mets are not a playoff team. They're playing well, but they're not a playoff team. I don't think that division, for as good as the records seem to be right now, I don't think it's that overwhelmingly decisive that the Phillies can't get back into it in a hurry. And again, speaking strictly as a baseball fan, that's my take on it.
John, how do you feel about the play of David Wright, and how do you feel about the pitching of R.A. Dickey?
It's a great story. It really is, and he's a great guy, a class act, and here's a guy that's learning how to do different things with his knuckleball. I love it every time he goes out. I love the fact that God love him, he just doesn't look like a baseball player. It makes a lot of people look foolish. And I hope, I would really like to see him maybe get an All-Star spot. I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, I love watching him pitch. I always root for the guy, even if he wasn't with the Mets. If you know the story behind everything that's happened with him and what he's been through and what he's done to get to this point, I think it's a great story. But, when you get past Dickey and Santana and that Mets rotation, everything else is really sketchy. That's and I'm looking at it from the standpoint as a New York Mets fan, and for as good as things have been considering their team, they're not a playoff team. In the same aspect, for as bad as things have been to the Phillies, the first couple of months of the season, I still think they are a playoff team, and I think they're a team that, when healthy, will be a pain for anybody in a 5 or 7-game series.
But see, the concern I have is I don't know that they're going to be healthy. I mean, the longer this goes with Utley and Howard, the more I wonder if these guys are going to make it back, or will Utley ever make it back? I mean, if he doesn't make it back this year, I don't look for him to be back, period. Now, that being said, the Phillies right now are fundamentally not a very good baseball team, and it showed with 3 or 4 errors yesterday, and that's what concerns me the most. This is a team that didn't make a whole lot of errors in the field and were winning 1-run ball games and 2-1-run ball games last year when they needed to, and this year it's not there.
I agree, and I've watched him play, and there's been times, yeah, where I've seen Hunter Pence drop a fly ball against the Mets.
Exactly.
I've seen, but these are, I wonder if it doesn't come to a point, I don't like to overanalyze professional athletes because they're being paid a whole lot of money to play very, very well. My theory is you aren't paid like Superman, you better play like Superman. That being said, I wonder if part of that isn't, you know what, when it rains, it pours, you know, and I just can't believe that some of those players of that caliber are going to play that badly the course of the rest of the season. Again, it's strictly, and as far as their moves to get to this point, hindsight is 20/20. I just believe in this current, I think that for Phillies fans to pull the plug now would be a little premature. And again, I'll say it and I'll hang up because I know it's probably going to draw some ire. I hope they do continue out the rest of the year like this. But I really don't think. I think they're a better team than that. My concern, and I'll let you guys with this thought, and it's not really a concern, but Philly is a tough town. When do they start coming after Manuel? And I'll leave it to you guys to discuss. I would be interested to hear your thoughts on that.
Actually, I think they already have, especially with the fact that he has not chewed out this team like I think people think he should have until about a month and a half, almost 2 months into the season. I think they've already gotten on him for that.
Well, that I go to teams with, and I don't know that the Phillies are an overly egotistical team, but they have a lot of high-profile players. I go back to a guy like Joe Torre managing the Yankees for those years when they would bring in big-time player after big-time player after big-time player. And sure, they won. Not always. They had their bouts too, but with Torre, you never changed his expression. You never heard, with all of those egos in the locker room, you never heard of anything coming out of the Yankee locker room. They always kept everything in-house, and I guess that's why I admire Torre so much as a manager.
Yeah.
I think it'll be curious to see what goes with Charlie Manuel at this point. And again, can he go out and pitch for a bullpen that's been absolutely horrific? Can he, does he expect Hunter Pence to drop a fly ball? No, he doesn't. Mm-hmm. So I'll let it up to you guys. I'll be interested to hear your thoughts.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. John from Milton, loving the Mets.
You should right now if you're a Mets fan. You should be jumping up and down.
Sure. Absolutely.
But he makes some good points. And when you talk about Charlie Manuel and some of his decisions, I do have to question his decisions on putting guys in and trying to find this setup guy all the time. I mean, experimenting with Bastardo, then he gets hurt. Experimenting with Chad Qualls, that experiment failed from the first day, and he continues to experiment with him. You're six games out, find somebody else now. Quit going to these guys that aren't cutting it.
Look, that's the biggest issue in baseball today. When you talk about guys having a career year, when a team does well, it usually is one guy in the field. For example, the Giants acquired Cody Ross in the 3 months of the season. He was unbelievable, and he was great in the post. And the other individuals that have usually a couple of your setup guys, especially one. Those are the guys, that's where the difference comes, because there's a reason you're a setup guy. You're not good enough to be a closer, and you're not good enough to be a starter. And that's where it comes from. So he's experimenting because he's looking at the bullets in the chamber saying, I can't go there not loaded.
Well, at this point, do you start experimenting with young guys that might be sitting at AAA right now?
I wouldn't mind giving it a shot.
I mean, Amont's there. I don't know if he's ready or not to come up, but right now it's not really killing you. I mean, they brought up a couple of guys, including Dakeman, who actually looks good as a lefty from time to time. I mean, the way he's almost throwing what looks to be almost three quarters, and against left-handed hitters, that ball looks like it's coming behind you, and all of a sudden it's on the other side of the... So I think he has some potential there, but he's got a way to go, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only a left-hander. Now what about a right-hander?
Right. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 800-795-9565, powered by Lenape Solar. Want to get your thoughts on the Phillies. Time to give up now and become a seller, or you willing to hang in? And then also, if I were to give you a crystal ball in 2009 and said you give up these prospects for Roy Oswalt, Cliff Lee, Roy Halladay, Hunter Pence, would you still make those deals knowing the results? Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's the weekend. Brewers Outlet's the place to go as we continue on WKOK after this.
Business owners, listen up. Reducing your electric bill goes hand in hand with increasing your energy efficiency. And now you can accomplish both with a hand from Lenape Solar, your approved PP&L e-Power Trade ally. Upgrading to energy-efficient lighting in your facility has never been simpler or more affordable, and we do all of the paperwork for you. The ePower Direct Discount Program for PP&L customers pays you upfront for up to 75% of the project cost. And with the savings you'll clearly see, your project can easily pay for itself in less than a year. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for energy efficiency and solar energy solutions. And now is the time to lower your business's electric bill and increase your bottom line forever. With a hand from Lenape Solar, this is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free, no-obligation energy analysis today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Welcome back to the show. Should the Phillies be buyers or sellers after this disastrous Dodgers series? And if you knew the results as you know now in 2009, would you have made the trades? Roy Oswalt, Cliff Lee, Hunter Pence, Roy Halladay. Would you have made those trades?
Phillies are 12-19 at home. I'm wondering if the consecutive home sellout is going to be going away here soon with a 12-19 record at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I were talking about it during the break. You notice Orioles fans not complaining about anything right now, rightly so. Yankees fans around here very, very content and happy where they're at. Mets fans are feeling pretty good right now. Pirate fans are happy. It's just the Phillies fans this year that are in disarray.
Not happy. Not happy at all. And this has been a rough road.
Well, I think it's because Phillies fans now aren't used to being 6, 7, 9, whatever games out of anything. I mean, they're used to being on the top or right next to the top about this time of year, because that's the way it's been the last few years.
Well, no question about it.
And is this the Phillies getting bad and everybody else catching up? Or is this a combination of the two things? That's another good question. Is it the Phillies just starting to show their age with all their injury problems and now having to rebuild this team because of that? Or is it everybody else catching up in the division?
Well, for one thing, let's start with Washington. Washington is better now because Strasburg is back. They now have a number one. And not only that, Gio Gonzalez has been fabulous for them. They have a legitimate closer. And Bryce Harper, I mean, they're desperate for hitting. So at 19, they're letting Bryce Harper play in the majors. He's hitting .278, I believe. But he hustles, he works hard, takes nothing for granted. And a lot of things have fallen into place for them. They have played well. The Mets, David Wright has carried them offensively now that he's back. Because, I mean, Ike Davis has done nothing on the other side. R.A. Dickey, who developed his knuckleball because he thought he was throwing a forkball. And
I always thought that was a joke.
True.
I didn't know that was true. I always thought it was a joke.
True story. I mean, he thought he was throwing a forkball. It was a knuckleball.
Wow.
Yep. You know, here's a guy who's been with the Twins, been with the Mariners. He's been a lot of places, but now he's settled with the Mets. And then Yoan Santana is giving them good innings.
By the way, the Nationals batting .241 as a team.
Right. Not great. But
They field well, and they pitch well. The Phillies have had to do this, and it's not an excuse. It is a fact. The Phillies are in a position, if they can somehow hang in the neighborhood of 4 to 7 games out, they will be the team that will acquire Chase Utley. They will be the team that acquires Roy Halladay. They'll be the team that acquires Ryan Howard. And that's without giving up any prospects. No one has a disabled list except for the Red Sox like they do. Jacoby Ellsbury and Carl Crawford are every bit the players Howard and Utley are, believe me. Now, if you give me a choice of those four guys, I'd rather have Ellsbury. Ellsbury does everything for you. He hits with power, and he has great speed. He is the best of the four players. And he has, you know, and he was a major reason why a team won a World Series. Those are the teams right now that have more in the disabled list than anybody. Yes, the Yankees have Mariano Rivera in the disabled list. That's huge.
But they've been able to survive it.
Because they have a lot of things. Well, they have a little more offense. They've been able to survive. Plus, Dave Robertson's been out, too. So that is, and give the Yankees credit for what they've done. And I do. I give the Yankees credit for what they've done. You know, they have been able to keep themselves in range. They played well enough. They're only 6 games over 500, but they're only a half game out of first place in a division where everybody's above 500. And you have to give them credit. Now they have the Mets. That should be a great series. But again, their ability to hit, they're 7th in the majors in batting average. Hitting .263 as a team, but they're 3rd in slugging percentage in all the majors, the Yankees are.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Brought to you today by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Our phone line at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Lenape Solar. Visit them online at lenapesolar.com. That's 1-800-795-9565. Should the Phillies become sellers, or are you patient enough to wait for Howard, Utley, and Halladay? Can that law firm rescue them? Right now, there's 6 games out behind the Washington Nationals. And the Nationals, right now, they are just literally outpitching everybody. They have the second best record, not just in the National League. They have the second best record in baseball. Do you realize that?
They have the second best record in baseball. That I didn't realize.
Behind only the Dodgers. Jordan Zimmermann is a really good pitcher. He's really good. And guess what? He's the third best guy on their staff. And a lot of people would like to have Jordan Zimmermann. Strasburg, Gio Gonzalez, Jordan Zimmermann, Henry Rodriguez, Sean Burnett. I mean, those last two out of the bullpen. Tyler Clippard. Interesting. Clippard been a Yankee prospect at one point. But that's how well they're playing. Now, the Yankees on the other hand, you mentioned what they've done. Their pitching continues to be a shade better than mediocre. And you look, I mean, the ERA for the Nationals is 2.97 as a team. As a team. I mean, those are 1968 numbers before they lowered the mound. Yankees, meanwhile, their ERA is a full run better, but they hit. I mean, they're 3rd in the majors in slugging. Numbers are great. Derek Jeter, ever since he got his 3,000th hit, has been unbelievable. You know, and they've done this without Brett Gardner, too. Brett Gardner actually is a pretty good loss. A lot of teams would love to have Brett Gardner. But then again, a lot of teams love to have Robbie Cano. And love to have Derek Jeter. Even though Rodriguez has not been great, Rodriguez has been a little bit better late. Raised that average up about 25 points. Nick Swisher not having a great year, but he hits for power. Curtis Granderson not hitting for average, but he's killing the ball. You realize Granderson's average is just a few points better than Mark Teixeira's, and Teixeira slumped. But Granderson's hit 17 home runs this year. I mean, did the Phillies hit 17 in May? Feel like I'm depressing you.
I was already there.
1-800-795-9565. It means it's too early to ask where the Charlie should go?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with this is Charlie. You know, they and I'll say this. I was looking at this earlier. Philly.com has a really interesting article called How Do We End Up Here? And it's been about what we've been discussing the last few days. It's not a situation where Charlie's the blame or the trades that we made last year or the year before the blame. It's the fact that I don't think there was any foresight here for the Phillies, realizing that the Phillies infield is averaging in the mid-30s when everybody's healthy. You know, there's not a whole lot of depth there. There was a lot of assumptions being made that John Mayberry Jr. would be an everyday player. That hasn't panned out. They could afford to spend a lot of money on a Papelbon because they had Qualls and Contreras who could be the setup man. Well, neither one has really done that. So it's very interesting way to look at it. And it's not really pointing the finger blame. It's just not having very good a look into the crystal ball, as you said earlier.
Well, to be honest with you, Utley and Howard actually should not be on the downside of their careers. They both should actually be in the prime of their careers.
Well, I think Howard is, but I'm not sure Utley is.
Well, I mean, how old's Utley? 33?
Right.
He should still have 3-4 more good years left in him.
But as you have said many times on this program, the numbers don't show that.
No, he's gone down every year since 2007. Every year. So, when I look at this team, this is the team they're supposed to have. They're supposed to have Ruiz catching. They're supposed to have Howard at first. They're supposed to have Utley at second, Rollins at short, with Polanco at third, right?
Yes.
Pence is supposed to be in right field.
Yes.
Which is where he is.
Yeah.
I have Victorino in center.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you want in left.
Well, I think the original thought was Mayberry would be the left fielder.
Mayberry would be in left field. You're supposed to have Halliday as your lead. You're supposed to have Lee as your second. Hamels as your third. Vance Worley. And then pick him, Kyle Kendrick. All right. That's what you're supposed to have. And you're supposed to have Jonathan Papelbon as your closer.
And it sounds really good.
That's because it is really good. All of them have great track records. The numbers don't lie. The numbers are the numbers.
But.
So now you lose. It is one thing to lose Chase Utley. Right?
Sure.
And you still have Ryan Howard healthy. You plug Freddie Galvis in. You put him in the 8-hole. You survive. You still have enough offense. And Halliday's pitching. And because Halliday, Lee, Hamels are good enough, and Worley's good enough, it puts less reliance on Qualls and Contreras. Okay?
Right.
Now you lose Utley and you lose Howard. And at the beginning of the season, you lose Cliff Lee. Now you've taken your margin for error on offense and you've dropped it dramatically. It's one thing. You can compensate for no Howard maybe if you have Utley playing. and having an Utley-type year. You can compensate for Utley being out if Howard's there having a Howard year, because they've had to do it before without Utley. And maybe you can get away with Lee as long as you don't lose Worley. And then when you get Lee back and then you lose Halliday, you can get away with it with Worley. But Worley has bone chips, and he's gutting it out. Now he's back. You do have Lee back. He actually has pitched great, just can't win. They don't score any runs. Because the margin of error offensively has dropped, and because of the number of innings you're getting out of a couple of spots are not what you expected, because Halliday could probably give you 8. Lee can probably get you 7. You're hoping Worley can get you 7, but now you feel like Worley's giving you 5 or 6. That margin of error has dramatically shrunk, where far more pressure is put on an offense to deliver a clutch hit from guys who don't usually have to do it. And it puts far more pressure on the bridge guys in your bullpen to get to Papelbon, because the games are closer, and because the pitching staff is banged up enough where they're not giving you 7 or 8 innings, and now you have to get multiple innings out of a bullpen that you knew in your heart was leaky to begin with until you get to Papelbon. You knew it was leaky. You knew Chad Qualls and Jose Contreras were leaky. Margin of error means everything. I have broadcast Penn State basketball for 30 years. This will be my 31st year doing Penn State basketball. I can assure you, life is difficult when you have a slim margin of error, when so many things have to go right. I've seen it, I've lived it, I've been around it. I see it every year, where the margin of error in Penn State basketball is razor thin. You have to have a lot of things go right to have 21 seasons. The Phillies, when healthy, have a much greater margin for error. Pitching isn't going that well, offense picks them up. Offense not going well, pitching picks them up.
Well, you were talking about the trades.
But right now, they don't have a great margin for error because critical guys are not out there.
Well, you were talking about the trades earlier. Let me take a spin on that and throw something else at you and see what you think of this. Let's look at Jimmy Rollins. All right. Jimmy Rollins signs a new deal. It's a pretty healthy deal. What if the Phillies don't sign Jimmy Rollins? They have an opportunity for a guy like, you mentioned him earlier, came up, was playing second and short.
Freddie Galvis,
thank you. I just drew a blank. You have a guy like Galvis come up and play shortstop for him and become an everyday shortstop, and then you may actually have some opportunity to go out there and get a setup guy.
For Jimmy Rollins?
No. Not trade him. Not re-sign him. And you'd have some money available to get a setup guy. Because obviously the Phillies did not have one before or after they signed Jimmy Rollins.
Yeah, but they put their money into Jonathan Papelbon, which was a far greater need.
Absolutely.
There's nothing worse than getting to the ninth inning. And look, Brad Lidge had one good year. Okay?
Well, I'm not saying we shouldn't have
had Papelbon. Anybody's going to tell me that Brad Lidge was like, hey, he's not great. No, he wasn't. I wouldn't want Brad Lidge in a million years. Okay? As my closer. I'm sorry. I just wouldn't want that. He had one great year, but, you know, I mean, I want a guy who has a track record. Papelbon has a track record.
Oh, I'm not saying they shouldn't have gone out and gotten Papelbon. I'm saying if they would have let Rollins go at shortstop, mainly because of the fact that, you know, they could make some room in there for money, they could have maybe afforded a guy that could be a setup man instead of rolling the dice the way they have with Qualls and Bastardo. And if that doesn't make sense, feel free to say that. I'm all right with that.
Well, for one thing, you didn't know Freddie Galvis could do this. Let's start with that.
Okay. All right. Freddie Galvis was a risk.
I think you hope that you hoped that Freddie Galvis could do this. He was forced into it by playing second base, and the kid, to his credit, I think has given a great account of himself. know, is he going to be, I mean, can he be a 300 hitter? I don't think he'll ever be a 300 hitter, but I have a feeling he'll be a good 270 to 280 hitter for them. He can play all three infield spots, second, short, third. And he's a wizard at shortstop.
Unfortunately, now he's hurt.
Well, I understand that, but he's a wizard at shortstop.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Rollins has to be one of the guys. Look, you have to expect that when other guys go out, that Jimmy Rollins steps up and does something. And he hasn't stepped up and done much.
No.
And he's really escaped a lot of the scrutiny.
Yep.
And I don't understand why he's escaped the scrutiny. Other people seem to get more scrutiny than he does. You know, you're talking about a former MVP here.
No, right now he's definitely not earning his paycheck.
He is, I mean, he is struggling. I mean, he's struggling. I mean, but you look at the Phillies. It is really hard to comprehend that the Phillies are fifth in the majors in batting average. You'd never know that by the conversation we're having.
I didn't realize it either.
But they're 17th in slugging percentage, which is why they're 17th in runs scored. It's when they get the hits. And that's where you take Jimmy Rollins, for example, 251. Three home runs, 15 knocked in. I'm sorry, you have to get more from Jimmy Rollins. Jimmy Rollins is a big-time player. Jimmy Rollins has had a great career. Jimmy Rollins at 33 is not over the hill. I mean, he's not. I mean, this guy is hitting 20 points below his career average. 20 points. I mean, you're looking at a guy for the year is going to hit, if they project his numbers out, is going to hit 8 home runs. What? You can't have that. You need him to get back to playing his game. And he has escaped scrutiny of a lot of people. This is not a team totally devoid of talent. Pence can play. Victorino can play. Victorino's way below his career number. Rollins is 20 points under his career average. It's not like you're looking around saying, oh, well, where's all the talent gone? I know we've talked about guys who are hurt, but the Phillies' margin of error has shrunk dramatically. And when it shrinks dramatically, then your warts come out. You must be better in setup roles. They aren't. And you must be able to get guys in the clutch to be a Carlos Ruiz and knock in runs for you like Hunter Pence. And they're not. They're fifth in the majors in batting average. Fifth. There are 25 teams behind them. But they're 17th in slugging percentage. And they're 17th in runs scored. They're getting guys on base. And they're not producing hits to move them around. I mean, that's where they are right now. That's where they are. And certain guys can't escape scrutiny. I mean, I'm sorry, Jimmy Rollins cannot escape scrutiny. Just can't do it. I mean, that's the issue. How bad's the bullpen? Do you realize the Phillies are 20th as a staff in batting average this year? Do you realize that they're 12th in ERA? But guess what? They're second in the majors in quality starts.
As long as you make it to the eighth, you're fine.
That's my point. That's your margin of error. Your starters are banged up. You're not getting as many innings, which means you put more pressure on your bullpen. This bullpen isn't good enough to accept pressure. They're not good enough. You need to have an offense to compensate for that, to give a little bigger cushion. You're missing critical parts of your offense in Utley and Howard. That's what you have. 1-800-795-9565. Kevin, by the way, has sold most of the team and also has fired the staff.
Not yet. Not yet.
getting to that point.
The thoughts crossed my mind, yeah.
Bill O'Brien Monday, Jordan Steranko, Pirates draft choice, probably coming back here to State College on Monday. Today's show sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, and also our phone line is powered by Lenape Solar. Visit them online at lenapesolar.com. 1-800-795-9565. Back with more of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
one 800 795 9565, powered by Lenape Solar. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It is Friday, and I say a stop there is mandatory.
Most of
Bill O'Brien on Monday. What question should I ask him?
You always ask me that, and I never think of anything until after the program's over.
Let's move on.
And besides, you won't ask him anyway.
I know, but I just thought it would be a nice thing to do.
I appreciate the offer.
No problem. And I'll have another out of the Belmont scratch today.
Won't. Now, by the way, did you hear the story on how he got the name? How he got the name? I have another.
No.
It had nothing to do with what we all think it is. It has to do with, I think it's the owner's wife who makes these cookies, and you always end up asking for another.
Oh, no. Very nice.
Or so the way I heard the story, so.
Well, every bar in the country didn't care about that story.
Nope. Nope. They were very disappointed when they heard that.
I was at McGreevy's in Boston, and I watched the Kentucky Derby. Oh. Oh, man, they loved it. You could tell they had a little bit of...
They've had an...
Oh, yeah.
And another.
Let's see what... So Joe on the Steve Jones Show wall posted, there are three types of people. Pessimist, the glass is half empty. John sent that. Joe sent that on the Steve Jones Show wall, stevejonesshow.com.
And he confirms, though, that seller was intentionally misspelled, so I appreciate that. I figured. Latest on the poll, do you gamble on sport? % no. What's really? I'm kind of interested on what the other is.
Of course, you know, ever since High Life Frontons went out, you've been depressed.
That's right.
Can you believe that?
No.
That was a big thing in the 70s in Connecticut. They brought it up from Florida. And they had three High Life Frontons in Connecticut. It's like, I never once went. I could care less. But they posted all the results in the paper.
Wasn't that what they used on the Ice Planet of Hoth and Star Wars in the second movie? Weren't they? They were Tauntauns. Sorry, my mistake.
Mm. And you and your Danica Patrick shirt wearing a tutu. All right.
Just the shirt. Just the shirt.
Please.
I did have my picture taken with her picture next to the truck.
What a sad way to end the week. Bill O'Brien.